This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world on these dog days of August. And joining us for the second hour is a gentleman who's been on our show several times over the years. He's on Biggest Loser. It's back again for another season. Bob Harper will be here. Very talented man, Dietrich Bader, will be joining us. He's one of the stars of a giant show on ABC called American Housewife. We'll be talking to Sarah Brightman. I got to tell you something. She is a remarkable singer. What a voice, and it comes from heaven. It's got to. I mean, it's so beautiful. And then we'll be chatting with a lady that is known as Captain America. She's the most decorated American soccer player of all time. She has a book called Be All In. Very interesting. And her name is Christy Pierce Rampone. And that's all coming up this hour live nationwide and around the world. We'll be right back with our first guest of the second hour, Bob Harper.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall.
TheMAGAMall.com.
The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, C-H-E, MAGA, M-A-G-A, Mall, M-A-L-L.com. Themagamall.com.
Back live nationwide and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi Today. Our next guest hasn't been with us in too long a period of time, and he used to join us many, many times, and we're glad he's back on TV, but yet we see him all the time talking about good health, and we'll chat about that too. It's Tuesdays on the USA Network, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. The Biggest Loser joining us right now is his host and our friend, Bob Harper. Hi, Bob. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
I'm good. Nice to be back. It's like, I love that voice of yours.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I wish more women would think that way because it would make me a lot more popular. Before we start talking about the new season, which I'm very excited about, I would be remiss because I have not talked to you since your tragic heart attack at the very young age of 51, and I know you're feeling well. Are you not?
I feel really good. I mean, it's been a long haul, let me tell you, but I can honestly say that after almost 3 years, I've been able to kind of put my life back together in a manageable way, and I feel better and stronger than ever.
Well, you know, I know that a lot of people have said that how can somebody who's on a show such as this have a heart attack? And I know that they found out that it's a result of genetics, and I lost my father with a massive heart attack at age 55. So I will tell you that I feel the same way you do. I'm a nervous wreck every time I get any pain in the chest.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I used to have an idea of, and so many people do, have an idea of what a person at risk of a heart attack looks like. And, you know, they're overweight, they smoke, they drink, you know, all these. And what I have learned is that we are all at risk, and how important it is to know your body and your health from the inside out. It's not just a, seeing somebody that looks great and thinks, oh, they're the picture of health.
Right.
Not the case.
Yeah. Did you eat rather non-healthy prior to that?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, I've always been really good with my diet. When I had my heart attack, physically, I was like in some of the best shape of my life. That's why it was such a shock to so many people.
If that was the case, what did they attribute it to then? Just genetics?
Yeah, I have a genetic issue, and once I found that out, it's something called LP little a, lipoprotein A, and it's a simple cholesterol test that you can get checked the next time you get your cholesterol checked. And a lot of people don't do that, and more people are doing that since what has happened to me.
Now, was there a history of heart trouble in your family?
I did, but the thing that was so interesting is my mother died of a heart attack at 72. My grandfather died of a heart attack at 72. So when you're dealing with people having heart attacks around that age, it's not so much of a red flag as when, like, you know, you have family history of a mother or father having one in their 40s or their 50s. People are having heart attacks so much younger these days.
Yeah, yeah. Gee, you're only 51 when you had it.
I was 51 when I had it.
Yeah,
not only did I have a heart attack, I went into cardiac arrest.
Oh, my gosh. You're okay now, though. You feel great.
I am good. Good. Thank you.
You look great on the commercials. You really do. Let's talk about the return of the Biggest Loser. This is exciting. Now, you were involved with this in the first, what, 17, 18 seasons?
I was in the show all 17 seasons, and it's a beloved show that I feel like a lot of people are going to be excited to see again. You know, we're on USA Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock, 8 p.m. Central. And I think that you're going to see contestants that are asking for help and are willing to do anything that it takes. And I'm just really proud of this season.
Now, when you choose people for this, obviously they have got to follow the schematic, if you will, of what you and everybody else tells them to do in order to accomplish this. Is that difficult to find a person? Because, you know, it's like a New Year's resolution. How many New Year's resolutions are broken because people say, I'm going to go on a diet, and by January 8th, they say, well, I don't know if I like this too much.
Yeah, I think that it gets really difficult for people because if you really want to change your life, lose weight, if you're struggling with your weight, it's something that you have to be diligent with, and it's not just like doing it for a couple of weeks and then thinking, okay, I don't want to do it anymore. You have to, like, put yourself first on the top of your to-do list every single day. And I think that people will lose weight, and then they start to fall back in their old ways, and that's why so many people end up gaining their weight back.
Can you lose weight and not, and I don't want to say not totally, not exercise, you know, go out and run a couple of miles or walk 5 miles a day. Can you lose weight without doing that? I mean, are there means of doing it? And I'm not even talking about some of these programs that you see on TV where they say, you know, we'll give you this food and you're going to lose. Or you eat and you lose weight. I mean, can you lose weight and not go into a very complex set of exercises?
Well, I'll tell you this. People think that they can just lose weight by exercising, and that is just simply not the case. It is so much about what you eat and how you eat, more so than anything else. Weight loss is helped by exercise, but it is fueled by the way that you eat.
Okay, so Bob, can you eat well and not exercise, I guess?
I'll tell you this. I would want you to exercise because it's good for your overall health.
Right.
But, like, exercise can mean so many things at this point. Exercise can mean going for a walk with your dogs or your husband, wife, partner. It could just be, you know, finding something that you enjoy doing that gets you up off the sofa and moving around. But people are always like, I don't have time to exercise. Well, if you say that, that's basically just an excuse.
Right.
But you always have time to make right food choices.
Yeah. Oh, see, I'm a big subscriber to the right food choices. Now, it's not because I can't walk or I guess it's just one of those deals where, you know, you just don't do it. You know, I don't have the time. You know, all the excuses that you hear all the time from people, and I fall into that category. But I am very conscientious about the food that I eat, and it just seems that I don't lose as much weight as I want to just doing that. So I guess I have to have some kind of a combination of both.
You've got to have some combination of both. If you're trying to lose weight, you've got to create a caloric deficit, and exercising is going to help with that caloric deficit. But what I see so many people do is they work out, and so in their mind they feel entitled to eat whatever they want. It's like I always crack up when I see these people that will go into a group fitness class, they'll take their Soul Cycle, they'll burn, say they burn 500 calories, and then they're in a coffee shop ordering a scone and some, big drink, and it's like you've just negated that 45 minutes that you were just in that class.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to be aware of everything that you're doing.
Bob, how do you choose the 12 contestants in the show?
We have a whole casting team that interviews people all over the country. It is a hard job for them to do because, so many people are wanting help, especially when they found out that Biggest Loser was coming back. They know that we can help them any way that we can, and so it's a hard job for the casting directors.
What has been the largest loss of weight in those 17 seasons?
Really good question. I mean, people that have lost over 200 pounds in this reboot, you're going to see so many different kinds of weight losses. It's not about these big extreme numbers. It's about these off the scale victories too that I think people are going to be so inspired by. Because what we really tried to do in this reboot is show that everybody can be a winner, and it could be that you ran your first mile, like you'll see in the very first episode. You were able to get from point A to point B, and you've never done that before. Those kind of victories, I think, are going to speak so strongly with this reboot.
Tuesdays at 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time on USA. Survivors Have Heart. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Bob?
Yeah. Survivors Have Heart is something that is very near and dear to me because since my heart attack, I have worked so closely with fellow heart attack survivors. I've teamed up with AstraZeneca, and we travel around the country, and we all get together, and we not only talk to the fellow survivors, but their caretakers also, and it's beautiful, it's so uplifting, and I just couldn't be more proud of it.
Good. Would you do me a favor, though, Bob? Would you continue to stay healthy, and please join us sooner than the last time?
Yes. I would love to.
Okay, Bob, good luck with the show. Look forward to it. And I love your little dogs on the commercials.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bob. Bob Harper has been our guest. He's the host of USA Network's The Biggest Loser. It's back Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern Time on USA.
Thank you, Ron. It's nice talking to you.
And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. Our next guest is really a versatile actor, whether he's acting on television, on the big screen. He's also a voice actor and a comedian. And we're happy to say that he's part of American Housewife, which returns on a new night, Wednesdays, at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central Time on ABC. Good show it is. Joining us right now, Dietrich Bader. Hey, Dietrich, welcome to the show. Congratulations on a new night.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
I'm doing good. You staying well, my friend?
Yeah, totally well. Yeah, the kids are well. My wife is well. The dogs are doing okay. Yeah, we're all right. We're buckled down. We're going to make it through it by watching American Housewife as often as we can.
I want to tell you something. That's, I think, the cure for this whole problem is American Housewife.
There's not much more we can do, but we can, if anything, entertainment is proving to be super important at this time because there's really nothing we can do but stay home. This is our patriotic duty in a weird way to stay home and make sure that this doesn't spread as wide as it possibly can. And so one of the things we can do when we're home is a little entertainment. Can't be any show, but I'm here to pitch American Housewife.
And rightfully so, too. This takes place in a very wealthy town in Westport, Connecticut. And I love the fact that Katie, who plays your wife, Greg Otto is your character and Katie is your wife, she lives in a perfectly imperfect world. Kind of an oxymoron to say it, you know. But it's kind of a Stepford Wives environment, don't you think?
Totally. And, you know, I mean, it's a little of the fish out of water. They're a family that can't really afford to live in a wealthy community that has a great deal on their rent. And they're there because their youngest child, initially, at the beginning of the show, had some special needs. And so going to a public school system with a larger tax base was really what they needed, and they were able to work it out. But because they're outsiders, and they always feel like outsiders, they feel like they're being judged because they are being judged by everybody. So, I mean, I think it's the way people feel a lot of times. They always feel like a little bit of outsiders. They always feel like they're being judged. And to make comedy out of what people, you know, normally would feel as anxiety is a good opportunity for people to realize what they're feeling is a normal feeling.
I think that's a very common denominator that people have. You know, keeping up with the Joneses was the comment they made in the back in the day, as they say. But,
oh, absolutely. When we were growing up, that was the expression. And that's human nature.
Yeah. No, it really is. I find that myself. You get into circles where you think, what the heck am I doing here? You know, it's a lot of fun, but it's costing me an arm and a leg. But there's some tragedy occurs when her standing in the community is kind of set uneasy because one of her neighbors decides that she's going to kind of take off.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Leslie Bibb has been a guest on our show since the pilot. So a real friend of the show. And this is a very big episode for Leslie and for an actor who plays my brother, Ed Weeks, who's just a lovely guy, really funny actor, too. So it's like a combination of these two, like what's going to happen and is Leslie's character going to leave and Viv. So it's both fun and very sweet. I think it'll be a really heartwarming episode for everybody.
Good.
It's a... it's a good one.
Now, you are a very versatile individual, and being in the broadcasting business, I know how cool it is to be a voice actor, because you're able to go into a studio and you don't have to put on makeup and you don't have to block it and everything else. That's very, very cool, especially when you're talking about animated features such as Ice Age, Surf's Up, The Simpsons, and of course voicing the role of Batman in the animated television series Batman the Brave and the Bold. Do you like that better than being in front of the camera?
You know, I used to say that if it paid as much, all I would do would be voiceovers, but because they are totally fun to do, and it's an incredibly talented world, and the people that work in it are just great. Not only talented, but super, super duper nice.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started working with Katie Mixon, and everything turned around. I mean, I am very blessed. I have the job of a lifetime here with this show, and I just enjoy going to work every day, and it's a rare opportunity. It's very cool.
And you do a good job, too. You've been in the Beverly Hillbillies, Miss Congeniality 2, TV Land's The X's, The Outsourced,
yeah.
Netflix, Arrested Development.
Yeah, I've been kicking around for a long time, 33 years, so I've been lucky enough to continue to work. But this show, The American Housewife, is probably my favorite, and it's just a great job. I love playing the character. I love working with Katie, and I think we're a genuinely funny show that, unlike a lot of different shows, you can watch with your whole family.
Yes.
It's okay for your kids to sit down and watch with you. It's something for everybody, and then brings together everybody at the end. I'm very proud of it.
Well, and you should be, too, because it's the kind of show, as you mentioned, not only is a family-watched show, but the fact of the matter is it's relatable. You know, a lot of shows just aren't relatable in real life, and people look at it and they think, you know, this is not real, you know. But
well, it's not like my life. It's also a lot of times it feels like writers just write for the sake of, for the joke, or to make a political point that has nothing to do with people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
So we are just in it for entertainment itself and for people to realize that, you know, we're all in this together, just like with this, you know, the virus that's happening. We're all part of a larger community. We all share a lot of different things, and you know, through comedy and through shows like this, where we reach out and we speak to one another, we can get through it.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. You know, I've always wanted to ask you this, but your role on the Drew Carey Show, which was super, your character was Oswald Lee Harvey. Did you ever get any flack from anybody because, you know, it's kind of a reversal of names there from Lee Harvey Oswald?
You know, I never got any flack for it. I got, it was just, the Oswald was the name of the character from the pilot,
yeah.
But we didn't want to change that. And I think somewhere in the fourth season, we were going to meet my dad, which ended up being Tom Poston. And so we had to come up with a last name. And it ended up being Drew's pitch. He wanted it to be Oswald Lee Harvey. Why anybody... Because I was born in 1966. Why anybody would name somebody so obviously after one of the guys that did something so incredibly awful? It didn't really make any sense. But we always got a laugh from the audience. So, you know, who am I to question?
Well, that's okay. I have a brother named John Wilkes Booth. No, I'm just... I couldn't miss that one. But a new night now. It's going to be on Wednesdays at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central Time, American Housewife returning. Good show. I really mean that. I'm not saying because you're on the show with us, Dietrich. It really is.
I really appreciate that. Yeah. I can sense that you're being genuine.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of the show. It's a great family show, and it's good comedy, and it'll help everybody relax.
That's what we need, and we're going to do that. It's a great prescription for relaxation and a little homey entertainment. It's always good having you here, Dietrich. Please come back and join us
Thank
again.
Thank you. Here. Always a pleasure to be on the show. I really genuinely appreciate you.
Thank you, my friend, and stay well, okay?
Okay, you too.
Okay, thanks, Dietrich. Our guest has been Dietrich Bader. Very talented man, as I mentioned before, and he's on American Housewife, very good show, returning to a new night, Wednesdays, 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central Time on ABC.
Hey, Ron, it's always a pleasure. You're a real pro and a nice guy.
Well, I appreciate it, and please come back anytime you want, okay?
Ron, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Stay well.
Bye.
And don't forget to check our websites out, ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com, where you can hear our latest show on demand, and Segi Sings, SEGGISINGS, where you can find out where our concert series with a 15-piece orchestra is going next. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Spurred by ultra-low mortgage rates, house buyers rushed last month to snap up a limited supply of existing homes, causing the pace of purchases to jump by a record high of 24.7%. The surge in sales reported by the National Association of Realtors marked the second straight month of accelerating home purchases. The back-to-back increases have helped stabilize the home buying market, which all but froze earlier this spring when the viral pandemic erupted across the United States. The use of National Guard reconnaissance planes in 4 U.S. cities to monitor the widespread protest earlier this year did not violate rules against the military collecting intelligence on Americans, according to a Pentagon report. The investigation by the Air Force Inspector General found the planes were used to gather information about crowd size, flows, and fires, but they did not monitor individuals. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today, and that is one of the most beautiful voices in our business today. This is a voice from heaven, part of a brand new CD out right now called Him. Joining us right now, Sarah Brightman. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm well. And yourself?
I'm doing marvelous now that you are here. And I meant what I said. You, by far, have the most beautiful soprano voice. It comes from heaven. I don't know how you got it, but, boy, you got to thank the heavens above because it is sensational.
Believe me, I do thank the heavens above. I mean, I've had a wonderful career, and I feel very grateful and lucky for it, actually. I know it's a lot of hard work, but that doesn't matter because there's always a beautiful result in that I seem to be making people happy. So I feel good.
Well, you should feel good, and we thank you for feeling good because you're making us feel good. Now, before we start talking about the new CD, which I'm fascinated with, Sarah works so hard. She started a South American, Mexico, and Puerto Rican tour in November, and that it ends on January 26th. Then on January 30th, a North American tour that takes her all the way through March. And these are like a day apart. How do you do this, Sarah?
Between my tours, I have a lot of time in between. Sometimes, you know, I don't tour for about 4 years. In that time, I'm able to obviously do my work on my next album and do a little bit of promotion. But the thing that I have most is time to actually work on my voice with different vocal teachers. At the end of the day, apart from the metaphysical, the heavenly part of the voice, there's the physical part of the voice.
Sure.
It is a muscle. The only way I can put it is if somebody works really, really hard in the gym with trainers, continually working on something physically, obviously at the end of that, they're going to be quite powerful and they're going to be able to sort of go and run a marathon or do whatever they're doing. Well, it's a little bit like that with a voice. So I have that time in between to become vocally powerful, very strong, know exactly what I'm doing with the music that I'm going to sing for so many concerts. So that's kind of how it works, why you design the strength for it. Afterwards, I'm a mess for a while, and it takes me a long time to sort of recuperate, but it's the only way I can do it, really, to get out and perform for people in that way.
Whatever you're doing, boy, don't stop doing it. Now, this new CD, Him, this is an amazing look at this new station in life for you. This has no traditional religious songs, has very uplifting songs, and took 2 years to record. You did this in Hamburg, Miami, London, Vancouver, Los Angeles, New York, and Budapest. Why did it take all those cities to put together this great piece of art?
Because I was working on lots of different things at that time, and I was working with some different vocal trainers, and so they were dotted in different parts of the world, and other things that were coming into my life. So actually, I sort of looked at the positive, because sometimes travel isn't so great for the voice, and actually doing it in different places, I'd actually added different textures to the song, in that, for example, there's one piece, I think it's Better as One Day, that I recorded with two choirs. One was a Christian choir in Los Angeles, and the other one was a very kind of British choir that I worked with in Abbey Road. We mixed the two kind of types and textured voices together, and it actually made a very interesting sound because both choirs had a totally different sound.
Sure.
So that in itself made the album actually more interesting. As I said, there were lots of different reasons why I needed to travel at that time, but in the end, it actually was a good thing for the album.
Tell us how the collaboration between you and Frank Peterson came about on this, because you had kind of laid back a little bit, and he wanted to really coach you into doing this. Tell us how that all came about, Sarah.
I'd come off the out of the space program. I was in the middle of Russia training to be a cosmonaut for a long time, and I'd sort of been in and out of the training for about, I don't know, probably about 4 years, and I decided to come out of it for all sorts of reasons, and I needed to collect myself and get myself back into the world, get myself back into being Sarah Brightman, the singer. And I found a little house on a beach in a hot place to go and stay in and get myself together. And I asked an opera singer friend who's also a vocal coach if he'd come and work with me, which he did. And for many months we just worked on my voice, on music, on getting everything back into running again. And Frank called me, my producer, and said, you know, I do think that you need to start recording again and doing things. You're in a good place. And he said, what do you want to do? And I said, I want to work with human beings' voices, lots of them, not just mine. So we started working on researching all the choir songs and choirs and what my voice, how my voice would fit into various pieces that have been worked, that worked for choirs and instrumental pieces. And after 2 years of research, we came up with the sort of songs and the ideas for him and just started to work. So that's why it took a while to do the album. And it was a different way of working for me. But it was actually a very, very beautiful journey, because I experienced lots of things through the research and found out stuff I didn't know. And it resulted actually in a very, very positive piece of work. Not only in listening to the album, but the tour. I've just done the South American part of the tour. And the audiences are rocking in there. They just are going crazy about the look of this, the sound of my voice, everything that's happening in there. So I'm really, really looking forward to getting to North America and doing this, because I think audiences are going to enjoy it.
I tell you, you do a lot of dates here where we originate our show in Orlando, and I'm going to be at several of them. Now, you brought up a subject here that was very interesting to me about wanting to be launched on a future orbital space flight at the International Space Station. Now, as I mentioned in the beginning, you have a voice from heaven. Apparently, you're getting want to get closer to it to see where it actually... How did you get interested in that, Sarah? I mean, that is so diverse from what you are known for and your talent.
Well, I was a child of the 60s, and, you know, when you're like sort of 8 years old and you're watching the first man land on the moon on your TV set, it opened up all sorts of possibilities in my little brain at that time. And I started to concentrate more on my work, my dancing, my singing, all the things that I was doing there, because I kind of understood from it, and what I took from it is that actually you can be brought up in a little town outside of London, and the perspectives are nice, but you don't quite know where anything's going to take you. Suddenly I thought, actually, I can do anything. These people, they've managed to do that. They've managed to get, you know, a craft to the moon and human beings. So we can all do wonderful things in life. So it changed my perspective on things. From that time, I did have a complete fascination for space. I didn't necessarily want to go there because I didn't know that one ever could, really. But the opportunity came up much later in life. And I went for all the exams and tests, half thinking, oh, I'm never going to get through this. I'm not that great at math, and I won't be physically strong enough, mentally strong enough. And I passed everything with sort of really high marks. So I thought, well, there's something in this. So I went further and further until I found myself training as a cosmonaut and getting through all my tests again. So I was obviously a natural at it. It was a kind of a little bit of fate there, fascination, a little bit of need, a mixture of things that I ended up in that position.
You are such a talented lady, Sarah. I really mean this. The new album is out right now, Him, and we can go to your website and check all the dates that you're going to be now in North America starting on the 30th of January, right?
Yes, that's right.
Sarah, this has been a real treat for us. You are a talented director.
Oh, that's lovely of you. Thank you.
Really, it's really. And Time to Say Goodbye is a tearjerker that I could listen. I listened to it before we went on the air. What a gorgeous song. And you are a gorgeous and talented lady. And please come back and join us again.
I will. And that was a lovely interview. Thank you so much for asking me lovely questions.
And I hope that when you're in Orlando, I'll come backstage and say hello to you.
Please do that.
Okay. Thanks, Sarah.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you so much. What a talent. Sarah Brightman, her new CD is out right now, Him, and there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing. I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. I am really excited to have our next guest with us. Boy, she is something else when it comes to sports and a lot of things. She's not only the most decorated female American professional soccer player, male or female, I might add, of all time. She's an active speaker, coach, and sports commentator and a mom of two girls. Joining us right now, we know her as Captain America, Christine Pierce-Rapone. Hi, Christine. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me.
It is a list of credentials that you have in sports and soccer in particular that is unbelievable. And now you have a new book out called Be All In. Tell us about this because, you know, this is a very, very important subject when it comes to young people, children growing up in an area that I don't know if they excel in sports as much as they used to do when I was growing up because we didn't have all of these fancy games to play in our family room.
The premise is on
the book was just, you know, to help alleviate the pressures for kids these days through sports. And it's basically a guideline for parents to just be aware of their actions while putting their kid in sports. But I thought it was a great combination of, you know, my experience on the field coaching for the last 20 years as well as a parent, and to collaborate with Dr. Keen because she has the science and the clinical, you know, background of dealing with the pressures that parents put on kids.
Is this a good idea for the kids to read too, so that they know where you're coming from?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of storytelling through my experience from a youth athlete all the way, you know, to playing the last, you know, 20 years for the U.S. team. And more so, like, making sure the parents are aware of, you know, why they're putting their child in sport.
Let's talk about that for a second, okay? I played Little League for a year or two. For some reason, and I don't know what it is, I sometimes sense the fact that parents are living their wants and desires in sports through their children. It was amazing because my father actually sponsored the team, his business, and he had never gone to the games. And he went to a few of the games because I was playing, all right? And he was amazed, as I later learned, of the arguing going on in the stands with the parents. The kids are getting along great, but the parents are going crazy. And the pressure that they put on their children to do good in front of the other parents. I mean, it was very disappointing.
It is disappointing because you want your kids to be able to navigate their own journey and let the parents be like a partner in it rather than constantly pushing their own individual interests on their child. You know, you want the parent to be there to like show interest and be supportive and, you know, allow their kids to express themselves because they're entertaining. You know, that's what they're trying to do. They're practicing all week and games come and they just want to entertain and they don't need the extra added pressure from parents because we know as athletes, we put enough pressure on ourselves. You know, a lot of us tend to want to be perfect and you have to change that mindset to being, you know, excellent versus like perfect and perfection. So, you know, just trying to make sure the parents really know that you are truly the first role model for your child and they're going to look at you on the way you act and to try to change that mindset to just being there to be supportive.
Now, hopefully a parent is mature enough to grasp this concept by saying to parents, please don't force your children into doing something or reaching plateaus that are out of their reach, okay? But here's the other issue that I take up, and it's one that's important, and I wonder if you address it in the book, and that is, what about peer pressure? Let's go back to my very bad experience about playing Little League, okay? I wasn't what you called Mickey Mantle out there. I mean, I wanted to be in radio and television. I wanted to play baseball as much as if I wanted to be run over by a Buick. You know, the guys that I played with were tough. They were tough because, you know, kids are tough. They say and do things that are, you know, very hurtful.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about this a lot in the book of, like, trying not to compare your child to somebody else. You know, they have their own path and, you know, the fear of the unknown and what is everybody else doing and pushing and maybe not really for the right intentions for your child because your child should be their authentic self. They shouldn't be somebody that you want them to be, and they're going to understand that and feel that if you're not happy with how they're competing and wanting them and always comparing them to their teammates. So hopefully, you know, there's a lot of good feedback in this book, but at the end of the day, you still have to put it into action. You can read as much as you want, but we're hoping that this book is just to give back, and parents will really self-reflect and put some of these examples into action to help their kids.
Christy, what about the concept that they kind of developed a couple of years back, maybe even longer, no scoring, because they didn't want anybody to think they were a loser. Is that good or bad?
The no scoring is good on, like, just understanding the technical side of games. I think we tend to compete too much where we lose sight of, like, actually how to play the game. And then the idea would be to, when you get older and you want to watch sports on television, do you actually understand what's going on and game, you know, like game plans and like really what the depth of what sports actually can teach us. So I do believe that, like, when we say winning, like for me, like winning is definitely a byproduct of developing and having parents understand that, like, it's not win at all costs. And if you're not winning, hopefully you're learning versus complaining and, you know, going down a negative path.
It's interesting too, because not everybody is cut out to play sports. At times that is a difficult situation because somebody said, you got to play football, you got to play baseball, and the girl or guy doesn't want to do that. They really just, they'd rather play an instrument or read a book or something of that nature. How do you address that issue?
Being aware of your own children, you know, and what their relationship with sport is, and if they truly want to be in sports, or is it a different activity? And, you know, I experienced that with my younger daughter who loves to dance, and, you know, she just becomes alive on the stage, and I just truly sit back and just smile and appreciate that. That's her love, and that's what she wants to do. But, you know, it's about your child, and it's really not about you.
Right.
You're there to help and guide and push when needed, but just make sure that, like, you're really aware of each individual child and what their likes are, not yours.
How does this COVID-19 issue affects sports now, because everything is on hold at a time where a lot of children are in the development stage where they want to play sports?
It's definitely a tough time. It's an interruption in sports, and, you know, routines have changed, and it's a time, I think, just to reflect and look at it as an opportunity to really just embrace why you play sports and love and appreciate sport. And just be ready and prepare. This is a moment and opportunity for parents to teach and instill, like, how to prepare for sports that they can be the best player when it does open up again. It's just like how we prepare to take a test.
Right.
You know, you just can't show up and be the person that you were. And it's going to be different when it all opens up. And the return to play is going to look different. Athletes aren't going to be the same. But you have to be, you know, comfortable with that uncomfortable, you know, and face the reality that it's a process. And it's just, you can't just step on the field and be the player used to be.
I think the book is great. I think it addresses a lot of the issues that I had when I was growing up when it came to sports.
Mm-hmm.
I love sports. I just wasn't the best player of sports, but I wanted to participate. I wanted to be in the arena, if you will. The book is called Be All In, and it's written by Christy Pierce Rapone. I urge everybody to get it. It is out now. Why don't you come back after this COVID-19 issue is behind us, and let's talk about how we can get back into the swing of things.
I would love to.
Thanks, Christy. Have a nice day and be safe.
Thank you.
She is a real athlete. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That's going to put a wrap on things on Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include Matt Eisman from the TV show Live Rescue. Also want to thank actor Ed Begley and the talented and legendary Melissa Manchester. Also on our agenda to thank is Bob Harper from The Biggest Loser, Dietrich Bader, one of the stars of American Housewife on ABC, singer Sarah Brightman, and soccer player Christy Rampo. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.